This morning, about 800 young men were another national service intake. They were then taken to the Pakapanyal Army Camp to begin their training. Tomorrow, they'll be joined by 365 young men from Western Australia and Tasmania. In the barracks in Melbourne this morning, about 40 people took part in an anti-conscription demonstration. The demonstrators tried to get through the main gate, but were held back by police. The next ABC News will be at 4 o'clock from 3AR and regionals.
ABC Radio from 3AR, the regionals and shortwave station VLH. It's a quarter to two. Look at this afternoon's programmes. At 10 minutes past two, we have our school's broadcast, Learn Indonesian, and at 2:30, Once Upon a Time. 2:45, the invitation to Let's Join In. 3 o'clock, Concert Hour. And this afternoon, we're featuring the work of the Queensland by Juan Matucci. News at 4, the United report at 4:05, 4:15, BBC Newsreel. 4:30, Young World, and at 5 o'clock, Roundabout with Tony Lee. Stock Exchange at quarter to six, and at 6 o'clock, Evening Music. News commentary at 7:05, and at 7, we have our national news. An Opinion continues its heritage series, looking tonight at the High Country, the Snowy Mountains region of New South Wales. He was first attracted to the area some years ago as a bushwalker and skier. The High Country, he notes, is still a mecca for sportsmen and tourists, and to look at its future through conservation. Tonight, in Fact and Opinion, find out what's happening in the High Country, part of your heritage. It's on 3AR at 8:15 tonight.
In just 83 days, Melbourne will become what I believe will be the most exciting and excited city in the world. On November the 22nd, we shall see the opening of the 1956 Olympic Games by His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh. For perhaps 3 weeks before that date, and for about 3 weeks afterwards, Melbourne will be the capital of the world of sport, the gathering point of the greatest athletes on earth and the focus of the world's press. The 16th Olympiad, as you no doubt know, will consist of 16 sports and 2 demonstrations, and will be contested by the athletes of at least 73 countries, a record for any Olympic Games. At this very moment, Melbourne is almost ready to stage the Games. There is some landscaping and some planting to be done to make our various venues attractive to the eye, but almost all major construction work is now finished. I think that Melbourne, too, is ready in our heart to hold the Games. The pageantry and spectacle of the sport themselves will be matched by the enthusiasm of the people of this city in welcoming both competitors and visitors. For this first Olympiad in the Southern Hemisphere, a once-in-a-century experience for Australians, Melbourne's streets will be decorated as never before. The city on the Yarra will be ablaze with flowers and lights, and the citizens eager to act as hosts to all the visitors. The Games are fundamentally a festival of youth and the sporting prowess of young men and women, but it will also be a feast of goodwill for all people of all nations. I'm very happy to introduce to listeners this new Australian Broadcasting Commission program, Olympic Parade. Each week it will bring us memories of famous Olympic contestants from the past and the present. It will also bring us up to date on the latest performances of athletes we can expect to see in action in Melbourne at the Games themselves. This program, for instance, will introduce to you one of Australia's very earliest Olympic contestants. He is Mr. Freddie Lane, who competed for Olympic honours in the second Games of the modern series way back in Paris of 1900. Mr. Lane can thus be counted as one of Australia's earliest Olympic sportsmen and a forerunner of the great Australian tradition whereby we have sent athletes to every Olympic Games since then. Thank you.
Captain of the touring team, Mrs. Billy Fennell. She comes from Victoria. Now, Mrs. Fennell, first I'd like you to tell us something about the highlights of the tour. What for you have been the highlights of this tour?
Well, we were very impressed with Cape Town when we arrived there. And we had all the ladies down to meet us, and they took us a wonderful tour all around Cape Town. Then we did...
You forgot Table Mountain, by the way.
Oh, well, we haven't yet because the cable had broken.
Oh, well.
And we're looking to did a marvelous tour all around the theater, too. Garden Route, yes. Oh, that was most interesting. And especially Hermanus. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a beautiful place. And the hotels there are really outstanding. I don't know what we're going to do when we get you people back to our place. But it was really most interesting. Then from there, when we got back to Cape Town, of course, we came up here to Rhodesia. And we got to Hoddle. But I don't think they're expecting a great deal from us. We are here to enjoy ourselves, and as we are, and Batravia. To be.
Well, I'm sure I've been folks.
Yes, we are having a glorious time. We wish you were with us. All the ladies are well and happy and all doing I'm sorry, Miss Melly is our manager. She is really entertained somewhere else and she couldn't make it, so she left me to look up.
Which you're very ably doing.
Oh, well, we're trying our best, you know. They are so busy and really playing bowls and seeing sights that the ladies of Fed don't expect too many letters. And so anyway, we wish everybody in Victoria very, very good wishes from Belmont, Wangaratta, Black Rock, City of Paran, Toorak, and Oakley.
Thank you. Those are
all our Victorians.
Thank you, Mrs. Fennell, and good luck to you and the rest of your tour.
Thank you.
Excellent to see you here.